You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Let's play a little game for a moment. I'm going to say the name of a famous performer, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. Ready? Lady Gaga. Did your answer have anything to do with her fashion sense? Well, perhaps you've noticed a little more sophistication of late. The person largely responsible for that change is a Texan, but Brandon Maxwell is a lot more than just Lady Gaga's stylist. He's also started his own fashion line that's been spotted recently on Gwyneth Paltrow, Uma Thurman, and Kristen Wiig. Brandon's a long way from his native Longview right now. In fact, it sounds like, Brandon, you're in a cab in New York City.
I'm in a cab. I'm really sorry. I was trying to get to a quiet place, but this is pretty much as quiet as it's going to get. I'm really sorry.
Well, you're in New York. I mean, you know, how quiet does it ever get in New York City? But thanks for doing this. Were you one of those who tried to get out of Texas as fast as you could, or are you a little homesick right now?
I don't know. I mean, I'm really proud of being from Texas, so I try to go back as much as possible. I wasn't, you know, desperate to get out, but of course I was creative growing up, so there... In a small town in Longview where I grew up, there weren't that many opportunities for, you know, what I was interested in doing.
Well, where you studied photography at St. Edward's University, did you have a sense that fashion design was going to be your future? I mean, I've read you were studying photography at the time, right?
You know, my grandmother worked at a clothing store growing up, and she was a buyer, and I spent most of my days after school there, and I kind of always was around clothes. And when I was studying at St. Edward's, I really did a lot, mostly fashion photography. I wasn't really a fine art photographer, I would say. It was mostly, you know, staying up all night, making dresses on girls, and then doing the hair and the makeup myself and taking the pictures. So obviously being a designer was always my end goal, but I've had a lot of important steps. I've taken a lot of important steps to get there. And I don't think that I would have been able to do this now or have worked in this industry as a stylist if I didn't have that background. When we graduated, the strange thing was that most of my graduating class in photography moved to New York together, and they're all still here working in this industry. So we kind of all helped each other.
You wind up in New York and you land some pretty high-ranking clients. I mean, to get the gig, you know, with Lady Gaga is pretty remarkable. She's called you partners in style and design. You're not telling her what to wear, per se, I guess.
With she and I and also a few others here in New York, we found each other when we were younger, and we've really grown together. And it's not really one of those things where we say, you're wearing this, or she comes to my show and says, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. We're sort of, I feel like if we weren't doing this the way we're doing it now, we would have probably been, you know, 13 and whatever town we were in together, sort of creating in the same way. It's one of the greatest relationships in my life.
You think you'll spend the rest of your life in New York, or could you ever imagine yourself back in Longview?
Oh, my dad and I talk about this pretty much every day. I'll probably never live in Longview again, although that is a place that I go and I feel very happy there. I feel very calm there. I hope at some point to spend a larger amount of time in Texas, because I always kind of, once I'm traveling a lot and working a lot, I always do try to go back to Texas and spend a good amount of time there, because it's clears my mind. That's where I find my most inspiration is in Texas.
And a lot fewer car horns honking and stuff. It's kind of, you know, it's still
sorry
pretty
about
mellow.
That. I'm like,
no, we dig it. That's
right,
it's great.
Grand Central, so
it's like we're sitting there in the cab with you. It's really pretty
yeah.
Awesome. Brandon, thank you for being so generous with your time and for turning us on to what sounds like the St. Ed's Mafia in New York City. I had no idea that you guys existed, sort of hanging out together and sharing ideas.
Yeah, I always want to tell people, you know, I've had a lot of great things happen in my life, but that experience at St. Edward's is really kind of why I am where I am today.
Brandon Maxwell is a fashion stylist and a designer with roots in Longview, Texas. Thanks so much for joining us, Brandon.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.